Today's shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Taf Tzadi Hey. We're in the middle of Sif Dalid, the halachas of Mukta on Yom Tov. We're in the middle of the Ramah, and we had just seen the machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Yesh Matirin in the Ramah, where they argue based on the different Rishonim as to whether or not Mukta, the Mukta of specifically the muktzah where you have a situation of items that a person did not expect to use on Shabbos, such as peros la'otzar, produce that might be merchandise for someone, and all of a sudden he decides to use it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That type of muktzah, it's known as like peros la'otzar or muktzah machmas mias, where there's a machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rishonim that say that this type of mukta, where the item is basically, the item itself is basically a usable entity, but just not, it was a haktsah of the das. So here, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that on Yom Tov, we're machmir. Now, unlike on Shabbos, where we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that such mukta is mutter, meaning it's not mukta on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, we treat it as mukta. Comes the Ramah and he quotes the Yesh Matirin. This is the tour in the name of certain poskim that paskins that there's no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos in principle. There are going to be differences that we'll see, but in principle, the Ramah maintains that there's no difference between the Mukta of Shabbos and the Mukta of Yom Tov. And we saw as well in Sif Katan Tes Zayin that the Achronim, the Magen Avram, and the Marshal, and the Pri Chadash, all paskin like this Yesh Matirin, that the same way we're makel on Mukta by Shabbos like Rabbi Shimon, so too we are makel on Yom Tov. And that's the way, you know, the Achronim basically all. However, we saw that when it comes to Nolad, Nolad's a different story. The Ramah even went as far as saying that Nolad is Aser on Shabbos and Yom Tov. When we talk about Nolad, we're even talking about the Nolad of the ordinary type of Nolad. And the Ramah is Machmir both on Shabbos and Yom Tov. These are the Yesh Matirin. And then we saw the Mishnah Berurah, how the Mishnah Berurah went ahead and made a split and said that ordinary Nolad is going to be Mutter on Shabbos, but it's going to be Mukta and Aser on Yom Tov. So practically, Alacha L'maisa, the scenario that you have to be Machmir on Yom Tov, Legabe Mukta is specifically by Nolad, a regular Nolad. Let's say you have food that spoils, and it was originally food that was edible for people, and now on Yom Tov it becomes dog food. So on Yom Tov that would be Mukta according to the way we paskin. Again, assuming we paskin like these Achronim, who paskin like the Yesh Matirin. So based on the end of the Mishnah Berurah, it seems to be that the Achronim are not Machmir in ordinary Nolad on Shabbos, but only on Yom Tov. But again, that's only with respect to regular, ordinary Nolad, where the item was basically here. If it's Nolad Gomor, like Ashar HaTzion gives, where it's ashes, something that becomes like a flame of fire that turns into ashes. Ashes is something totally new, and that type of Nolad, everyone holds as Aser, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Yom Tov. Even Rabbi Shimon held that was Aser, called Nolad Gomor. So now we continue on.
Is that why male is Muksa, because Nolad?
There he is, Will B'Sharim, super unbelievable. Keep it alive, baby. Once a Yomi guy, always a Yomi guy. Never goes down. Yeah, what are you, Taina?
Is that why male is Muksa because of Nolad?
Male, M-A-I-L? No, we'll talk about male at a later time. Now, male runs into issues of Tchu'iser, Tchumen, and things like that. Ah, so here we are. So now comes the Ramah. And the Ramah says, V'chol Mukta, She'eno Bale Chayim. All Mukta that's not a live animal. As you know, live animals are Mukta. Even on Yom Tov, live animals could be mukta, as you know, according to the Shulchan Aruch, right? It could be mukta if it was a dairy cow. So that's the mukta of the Mechaber, the mukta of Rav Yehuda that Mechaber holds is also on Yom Tov. He says kol mukta she'eino balei chayim. But again, pure balei chayim kagon otsar shel peros ve'etzim. So he says now mukta, like fruit that was put away in a storehouse, or firewood that was put away in a storehouse that they had no intention of using. It was aksa, and even with maksit, the yadayim, you put it away, that type of muktzah. Now, what do you mean that type of muktzah? We just said, yesh matirin hold that that type of muktzah is not going to be muktzah on Yom Tov, because the yesh matirin equate Shabbos with Yom Tov. So what's Yom Tov with Shabbos? So what's going on? So look at the Mishnah Brura, sif katan, v'chol muktzah, sif katan yudches. So look what he says now, v'chol muktzah, kai l'svara harishona. He says he's going back to the Mechaber, to the Svara Rishona, the first opinion, that holds that ordinary, regular, not Nolan, Muktzah, the Muktzah of Rav Yehuda, is going to be Muktzah on Yom Tov. So that's what he says, Kayas Svara Rishona, the Muktzah Aser, that Muktzah is Aser. Gilaha Matirin, because according to the Yesh Matirin, ain't Sarich Amira, you're not going to need any type of designation. Now put your finger over here, let's go back to the Ramah a second. So he says, so we're now back in the Mechaber's opinion that Muktzah of Rabbi Yehuda, the Muktzah of Peros La'otzar, Peros and produce that's put away in the storehouse, is going to be Muktzah, that opinion. So he says, V'chol Muktzah she'ein balei chayim v'gon otzar shel Peros ve'etzim. So it's Muktzah. So what do you do? So how do you make it, how do you go ahead and let's say you have a lot of wood in a storehouse or a lot of produce in a storehouse or you own a store that's merchandise that normally would have the status of Muktzah. So he says, Sagi, how could you be making it? So it's not Muktzah on Yom Tov. Sagi kishayomar, it's enough to just say, Mikan ani notel. It's enough to say, from here, I am going to take some firewood or some fruit. That's all you have to do is, all you have to do is verbally declare that you're going to take some from the storehouse. And that's enough. Ve'ein sarich sheyirsheh. And you do not need to specify a specific fruit or specific, section of wood and mark it with some type of siman. All you have to do is verbally say, I am taking some wood from here. I am taking some produce from here. I am taking some ice cream from the, freezer in the garage. That will be good enough. Okay. Now that's talking about the muktzah, as we're talking about, okay, that according to the Mechaber is going to be aser on Yom Tov and mutter on Shabbos. And he's saying that according to the Mechaber, who holds that it's Muktzah, this is how you go ahead and make it not Muktzah before Yom Tov, by designating not specific items, but just verbally going ahead and declaring that you're taking from there, and you're going to use it, and whichever ones you take afterwards will be okay. But comes now, let's go back to that Mishnah Brura, Sifkat Yudches. So he says, this is Kai L'Svar Rishona, the Muktzah Aser. This is only going according to the Mechaber, who holds that this type of Muktzah is Aser, it's Muktzah. Dilma'atirin, Muktzah, those who are matir this type of muktzah, ain't sarach amira, you don't need amira. No, it's according to the way we paskin. Let's get practical now. According to the way we paskin, like the achronim, like the yesh matirin, this type of muktzah is not muktzah. It's not like stones, sticks and stones that are pure muktzah. This is the muktzah of food in the storehouse. We hold that that's not muktzah on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So when is this halacha now practical? So he says, this halacha is practical. Ella bigrogeres v'tzimukim. I don't know if we mentioned this yesterday. I think we did mention it yesterday, but we'll mention it again, that even Rabbi Shimon is modeh when you go ahead and you take something like raisins, figs and raisins to dry. You make dried figs and raisins by putting the grapes up on the roof. So there, that's what's called a super duper haktzah, that even Rabbi Shimon holds that becomes halachically viewed as a non-usable edible food because it goes through a process of, besides the fact that you're putting it up on the roof, it goes through a process of drying out, and in that process it becomes inedible. So that type of fruit, let's say you want to eat some of those raisins that you have up on the roof at the beginning of Yom Tov. So he says that's where it becomes practical. Ella b'grogeres v'tzimukim, mishum d'mestama d'achinu b'yadayim. When it comes to grogeres v'tzimukim, the normal situation is where you cast it away with your hands, kishahela l'gag, when you put it on the roof, liyabshan, in order to dry it out. V'afilu b'shabbos, this, even on Shabbos, would be usher. Kedila el b'simen shin yud sif beis. So practically for us who hold like the yesh matirin, that's all you would have to do for the muktzah of grogeres v'tzimukim. You would not have to, unlike balei chayim, which we're going to see, you have to do more than just verbally declare that you're going to take from a certain area. Here, that's all you have to do. Let's say you have a ton of figs. You fig guy, okay? You have a ton of figs on your roof, and you want to go ahead and before Yom Tov say, I want to have some of those figs. You don't have to designate. You can have 1,000 figs and just take. Go ahead and take 20 if you go ahead and verbally declare that you want those, take from those figs on Yom Tov. Okay? However, what did the Rambam say? Unlike Balei Chayim that are Muktza have a different status. Look what he says. The Balei Chayim, lo mahani kishiyomar mikana ninotel. Balei Chayim, live animals that are Muktza, you can't just go ahead and say, from here I'm going to take. Ela tsarich lifare ze vize aninotel. You have to specify and you have to say, these specific animals I am taking. Balei Chayim is a more intense mukta, and therefore, in order to make it non-mukta, you need to do more than just say, I am going to take a couple of these animals from the barn, from the corral, from the enclosure, from the compound. Okay? You can't just say, I'm taking a couple. You have to go in and designate, and you have to mark it. You have to put a simen. You have to write on it. Let's say you have a whole bunch of horses that you want to go ahead and play with on Yom Tov. Okay? So you have to do is you have to put on a horse, Mr. Ed. Okay? You put on a sign on him. And Mr. Ed is your horse, or Shleimer Fafel. You put on your horse, Shleimer Fafel. That's your horse that you're going to play with on Yom Tov. Okay? You can't ride him because this is riding horses, but you can do other things with him. Maybe play catch. Okay? So anyway, that's what you'd have to do. Sif Katan Chaf. So he says, what are the examples of this? Okay. So he said, Kigon Otsar. So again, we're going with the opinion that holds that even Peros La Otsar is Mukta. Not like the way we hold, like the Mechaber. So he's saying, Rotsa Lomar, the Daita Hayu Mitchila Raklis Stapek Mimenu La'achar Zman. His mindset was that again, what's the case? The case is it's in a storehouse, but he wants to use it only, you know, later on. The same thing would be any type of produce if you own a supermarket, any type of produce that you normally sell because you're a store owner. So you want to go ahead and you want to designate it. So you could go ahead and say, I'm going to take from this schara, Oba Mukta, or even according to us, who hold that Mukta is okay, but what about Mukta shall grow geres v'tzimukin? Mukta of grogeres v'tzimukin, which is Mukta on Yom Tov, even according to us. It's Mukta on Shabbos, even according to us. What you can go ahead and do is you can just verbally declare that it's okay, that you're going to take from these items on Yom Tov, and that's what we mean. B'mukta shel grogeres v'tzimukim shalonis yavshu l'gamri. We're talking about grogeres v'tzimukim that have yet to turn into, you know, dried up raisins or figs. So it's in that process of becoming, you know, full fledged dried out raisins and figs. That's normally a full blown mukta according to everybody. But if you go ahead and say I'm going to take from there, that would suffice. Unlike by Balei Chayim, where you have to go ahead and you have to actually mark it. And that's what he says. Sagi kishayomar v'chulo sifkan l'chavalef. It's enough just to verbally declare that you're going to take some of them. The osan, how does it work? You're not declaring that all of them. You're not preparing all of them. You're not being making all of the grogeres and tzimukin. You're not designating all of the peros. So what do you? So how does it work? You're only saying some. You're not being specific. So he says, with the osan sheyikach l'machar. What ends up happening is the one that you take the next day. This is the principle known as Breira. It becomes one of the exciting. Will you remember all those halachas of Breira? So it becomes like Huvrar lemafreya dilahem kivein bahachanaso. What ends up happening is a principle called Breira, and by the Rabbanans we paskin yesh Breira that later on when you pick out the ones that you want on Yom Tov, retroactively you define the ones that you were making, the ones that you prepared. So you go ahead and you say, oh, I'm going to take some fruit from the oranges. I own an orange store. So before Yom Tov, you say, I'm going to take some oranges. Okay, it was all mukta. No, but you were making some of the oranges. Then on Yom Tov, when you take those oranges, lemafreya, those were the oranges that you prepared for use that are no longer mukta. Again, we're talking in those sheetahs that hold that this type of fruit would be mukta. But again, it would be the same thing with grogeres v'tzimukin as well. And that's what he says. Dilahem kivein b'achanaso. Dibamilsa derabanan. Because on things that are the Rabbanan, Kaim alone, we pass in the Yesh Breira, we pass in that there is Breira. Sifkat Nchav Beis, Ve'ein Sarach Sheyirshom. And unlike Balei Chaim, you do not have to go ahead and mark the specific, okay, items. You could rely on just the verbal declaration in general that you're going to take from that, some of those items. And now he goes and he says, that's all great according to the Ramah. However, he says, get ready. Vida, the Yesh Kama Poskim, the Pligi Alzeh. There are a number of poskim that are cholek and say it's not enough to go ahead and just verbally declare that it's okay. V'daitam, and their opinion is the lo sagi They hold you. You can't just go ahead and verbally declare it. The Rama says, okay. But comes the Mr. Brewer, and he's quoting these poskim. It's the Rambam. Rambam holds this way, and it's mashma this way from the Rush, and even the Rif, and possibly the Meiri. A lot of Rishonim hold that's not going to be enough. Elat Sarach Sheyirshom. You get the opinion of the Rama quoted Rabbeinu Yerucham. But these opinions hold. No, you have to go ahead and you have to mark them off. B'siman hamakom shevadaito lechol. You have to go ahead and make something of siman, the fruit or whatever it is that you're going to eat. And if it was grogeres v'tzimukin, right? You'd have to go ahead. Again, we paskin that grogeres v'tzimukin is things like that. Like grogeres v'tzimukin is going to be muktzah on Yom Tov and Shabbos. So you'd have to go ahead and you'd have to actually mark it off before Yom Tov in order to go ahead and eat it. Usvarasam, and their svar is the kevan shehem muktzim machmas maisa. They hold that this muktzah actually is a muktzah based on some type of maisa that you're doing with your diet. Shib also behem laktosam. A person goes ahead, for example, by grogeres v'tzimukin, he took these items and he put them up on the roof. So there was a haktsa b'yadayim. And even according to the mechaber's peros la'otzar, also he put them in the storehouse. He put them in the freezer that's, you know, in the garage. So it's a haktsa. You're casting it off from use with your yadayim. So that type of muktza can go on grogeres v'tzimukin, but continuing on, shehela l'gagli yavshan, the type of muktza where you put the grogeres v'tzimukin up on the roof to dry out. Or according to the mechaber, who holds that peros la'otar is muktza. What are you doing? You're putting the produce right in the storehouse. That type of muktza biyadayim, harei hikta biyadayim lemechira. You physically put them in a position where it's for mechira, right? You own a store, so it's in the section. It's in the fruit section. So that's a haktsa again, according to the mechaber. Again, remember, we don't hold of this muktza. We only hold of the muktza of grogeres v'tzimukin. But the mechaber held right in the Rama. It's not clear from the Rama. Okay, that he passes like the Yesh Matirin. We pass like the Yesh Matirin. So according to those who actually hold like the Mechaber, so you would not be able to just go ahead and verbally declare these fruit, I'm going to take from some of these fruit. You have to go ahead and write on the fruit, this is my Yomta fruit, okay? Or put a little mark on it or something. Lo sagi b'achana kol du, this type of minimal preparing of the item beforehand, lo tziyam, to move it out of the mimukza, ad sheyivror, it's not going to be a good Hachana ad sheyivror yafa aperos. Until you go ahead and you do a good, okay, separating out of the fruit and produce shedaito lachem, the ones that you eat. You can't rely on a later breira. You have to do the specific, okay, specifying and marking off of the items that you want before Yom Tov lachem. V'yitei b'hem simen, you have to mark it off. La'alacha yesh la'achmir, and la'alacha should be machmir, kesvara achreina al tolponim, leaning grogeres v'tzimukin she'elel gag. And he says, Halacha l'maisa, you should be machmir for mukta like this, like grogeres v'tzimukin. They want the gag, you'd have to go ahead and designate it beforehand, not just in a general way, but mark it off and specify the ones you're taking. And as well, ubeperos shemachnisim la'oitzar. And also, he says, when it comes to the peros shemachnisim la'oitzar, so there, efshar di yesh l'smoch asvara kama ba'imber halacha. Here, he's saying, you could be Makel when it comes to Peros La'otzar, especially again for us, you can totally be Makel because we actually paskin like the Yesh Matirin, so you don't even need any type of mukta like Peros La'otzar, you don't even need any type of verbal declaration, as we said, because we paskin like the Yesh Matirin. It's interesting, from this end of this Mishnah Brura, it doesn't sound like he's totally paskin like the Yesh Matirin. He just makes it sound like by the Peros Shemachnisim La'otzar, you could verbally declare that it's okay, and you don't have to put a semen on. But again, we basically paskin like the Yesh Matirin, like the Pri Chadash and the Magen Avram and others, that Peros La'otzar is not going to be muksa on Yom Tov. And now, finally, last but not least, look at the end of the Ramah. Umutter lahachin b'Yom Tov rishon l'sheni b'shnei yamim tovim shal galios v'ayein le'el simin shin yud kol dinei muksa. Ah. So we just said that you could go ahead, according to the Ramah, you could go ahead and verbally prepare the fruit or the grogeres v'tzimukin in a general way, without going in and marking anything off. You can just say, I'm going to take from that section of grogeres v'tzimukin, and that's going to be okay, and it won't be muksa. That's what the Rama said. Again, the Mishnah Berurah said, we're machmir, not to actually make a sima, but according to the Rama, you can just go verbally do it. So he comes and he says, even though you're not allowed to do a hachana from Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni, since this hachana is only verbal, you can go ahead and you can say, oh, I'm on the first day of Yom Tov. I ran out of ice cream. I have ice cream in the what? I have ice cream in the freezer. Again, let's say we're going according to the Mechaber, who says that that's muksa. So you would be able to go ahead and verbally declare that I'm going to take from that ice cream on Yom Tov Sheni by verbally saying it on Yom Tov Rishon. Same thing with Gogeres V'Tzimukin, according to the Ramah. Since the Ramah's opinion is verbally declaring that Gogeres V'Tzimukin you're going to take from. So on the first day of Yom Tov, you can go ahead and declare that I'm going to take from those Gogeres V'Tzimukin on the second day of Yom Tov, because before the second day of Yom Tov, you already prepared that you're going to take from it, and therefore it's not going to be mukhs on the second day of Yom Tov. Now the reason why this is okay, according to the Ramah, is because this is a hachana that's not b'maisa. It's not a hachana preparing the adayim. And that's why he's makel. But obviously the Mishabru is going to go on to say, the way we hold, that you have to actually go and mark off Grogeris V'Tzimukin and write on it, this is, Will, I see your face here. You're right in front of me here. Will's Grogeris V'Tzimukin, you have to write on it, Will's Grogeris V'Tzimukin. You would not be able to be Mechin, the Mishabru is going to say, from Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni, because that's going to be a full-blown Hachana from Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni, because it's B'Yadayim. That's what he says. Let's read it very quickly. Tzitkan Chav Gimel Umut Elohachin Rotzalomar. There we go. Mzeshel Peros Okay Va'otzar. Like this type of Peros Va'otzar and the Gogeres V'Tzimukin, She'ein, according to the Ramah, ain't Sarach Lasos Maisa. You don't have to do any type of physical action. Uvamira Ba'alma Avi Hachana. And just verbal, okay, preparation of the item for the next day is going to be okay. So that mutar l'achin afilu b'yom tov gufa. Even on the first day of Yom Tov itself, you could go ahead and be mechin miyom echa l'chaveru. You could do a hachana mechin, make it muchan from Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni. Why? To be manavshach. Im Yom Sheni Kodesh harei ayom chol. If the second day is Kodesh, then the first day is chol. So you could do hachana. No problem. The first day is chol. And now im ayom Kodesh. If the first day is Kodesh and the next day is Chol, then as we just said, Hare Ein Sarach Hachana Klal. You don't require a Chana. So therefore, when you go ahead and you prepare it for the next day, you didn't really do anything on Yom Tov. It's not a problem. Because it ends up that you did not do anything in your Achana because the next day is Chol. When is there a problem doing hachana, preparing something from one Yom Tov of Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni? That's hechashu osem maisa. That is when he's doing something actually be yadayim. The chayshinam, because then we're concerned shema machar chol, because then we have to really worry, because then maybe what happens if the next day is chol? Then you actually did some action for the next day. You did a maisa b'yom tov l'tzarachol. You went ahead and you physically made a marking for the next day. And then he says, and this would apply, okay, to the muktzah of balei chayim. Could go in tarnagolas, haomedes l'gadol beitzim. So obviously it's going to now apply to the muktzah balei chayim, which needs to have a harshama, you need to mark it. Lo yachol azmin miyom tov lechavero. You not be able to go ahead and designate chickens that are right, that are muktzah legadol beitzim, according to those that hold that's muktzah elim kain zimein me'erev yom tov, unless you went ahead and you did a full preparation before Yom Tov Rishon. And that's what he says. Lefizeh, lefishemashekasul achmir. Since we are machmir b'mukta da'akta b'yadayim. Since we're machmir by grogeres v'tzimokin, can go and grogeres v'tzimokin where you cast the item off. Shetzarech lirshon, that you have to go ahead and you have to mark it. Im shachach lirshon berev yom tov. If you did not write on the figs, Will's figs, meniskar b'yom tov, and you went ahead and you remembered on Yom Tov, also lasos shum simon lachav peiros the Yom Tov sheni. You cannot go ahead and be making it for the second day of Yom Tov. The shema machar chol, because maybe the next day is going to be chol. V'nimsa she'asa simon be Yom Tov l'tzarach chol, because it comes out that you went ahead and you made a simon physically on the item for a chol. The basic idea is as follows: if you are only verbally preparing, so then there's no problem. Why? Because mimanavshach, if the second day is Yom Tov, the first day when you did it was Chol. And if the second day is Chol and the first day is Yom Tov, all you did was verbally say, I'm being making it. That's nothing. Big deal. But if you physically went ahead and you prepared something by marking it off, so then you have to be concerned, oh, the next day might be Chol. Today is Kodesh. Today is Kodesh, and you're physically preparing for Chol, physically, you can't say you did nothing. You did something. You did a Maisa. And that would be a problem, and therefore, you would not be able to be making that type of Hachana that requires any type of Maisa, Mei Yom Tov Rishon to Chol Ad Kan. Shkoyach, men.